Let's come back to the death of Fidel Castro. We reported earlier on the show on reactions to his death from Cubans on the island and here in the U.S., and what the Donald Trump presidency might do regarding Cuba once he's in the White House. But right now, let's go back to the summer of 1955, when Fidel Castro was living in exile in Mexico and planning the next steps in his revolution. The World's Monica Campbell joins me now from Mexico City. So, Monica, I know Fidel had already once tried launching his socialist revolution against Fulgencio Batista in Cuba and failed. So in 1955, he's in Mexico City doing what?
Well, he's plotting the revolution, and he was apparently quite poor, kind of living off of tortas, you know, sandwiches here, scraping by, trying to raise funds, and then meeting with other Cubans, sympathetic Cubans. And that's when he met Che Guevara, who was in Mexico City and struggling as well. And he was working at a medical clinic here. So they were introduced. Then the group started getting bigger. They started amassing some funds, collecting money for weapons. You know, they spent some time here in Mexico City.
Right. And so there's an apartment where Fidel Castro was living in Mexico City. Is it pretty well known?
You'd have to be a bit of a Cuban history geek to know about it. I mean, I was surprised because it's this pretty rundown apartment building in Mexico City. There's a little plaque that says, you know, this is where Che and Fidel met and, you know, talked revolution. I mean, it's kind of eerie. You go into the building, it's down this long, kind of dilapidated hallway. You just look at it, you just think you could write a whole novel just looking at this door, you know, imagining what the scene was like, you know, at the time. I actually ended up going inside because I approached a couple of the women who live there. And this is what one of the women told me. She lives in that building, and then her relatives, her mother-in-law, remembered hearing these Cuban revolutionaries in this apartment building, and she said they were loud talkers.
Salieron los militares con el armamento.
She was saying that the military police came for Fidel and the other revolutionaries, and that they escaped through the apartment window, and that the military police, the Mexican police, they had found weapons and documents, and then they tried to find Fidel, but apparently he was hiding in a grocery store nearby owned by some sympathetic Spaniards. So goes the history. And eventually, Fidel and Che, they were arrested. They were jailed in Mexico for some time. And then when they were released, they headed to the state of Veracruz, where they had arranged to have this yacht called the Granma, the famous yacht, which they took back to Cuba. And today, when you go to Havana, at the Revolutionary Museum there in Havana, that yacht is now a big part of the draw.
Have any Cuban expats themselves showed up at the apartment since Castro died?
I didn't see any. I mean, I wasn't there for that long. But, I talked to one man I know. I see him a lot. He runs an ice cream stall not far from my house, actually. You know, he got quite emotional because he left Cuba many years ago. He teared up actually talking to me because he said his dad was a diehard communist. For him, Fidel's death kind of brought up this unresolved divide, you know, with his father. A lot of his customers came up while I was sitting there talking to him and, you know, they said, you know, por fin, you know, like at last Fidel's died, and as if he were going to, you know, he was jubilant about it, but he wasn't. It was very bittersweet for him.
The World's Monica Campbell in Mexico City. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.